your voice away unto you, glory, Lord, glory in the high, for you are.
Praise you, Lord. Praise your name, God. We praise you this morning, Heavenly Father. We worship you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace and power. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died on that cross and shed your holy, sinless blood for all mankind, Lord. For anyone who would believe, trust you, repent, follow you, you offer salvation, forgiveness, eternal life. Lord, we are so grateful that we can know you, that we can be born again, Lord, and truly be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Lord, we just thank you for making the way. And Lord, today we just ask you to just touch everyone here. We ask you to touch and minister to those watching and listening all over the United States, all over the world. Lord, we thank you for our Fire and Grace family that's here and for our Fire and Grace church family that's all over the world. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Boy, it's great to see everyone here today. Wow, from all over the place. All over the place. Michigan, Utah, California, Florida. Wow. Did I miss anybody? Georgia. We just count Georgia as our next door neighbor, you know. Okay. Until football season, that's right. Hallelujah. Well, listen, I have a lot to cover, and I'm going to try to do it very fast, all right, today, because we have our Fire and Grace School of Ministry graduation banquet today at 2, so we're going to have to run from this place to the next place, but I'm going to try to get through this because I do feel like this is what the Lord wants me to share with you today. So I've just entitled this today, Revisiting the Four Horsemen. And the Lord has definitely revealed some new things as, you know, the Bible says we're going to look at this. Now, the Four Horsemen, remember, some prophecies in the Bible are very specific. They just tell you exactly. But some of them are in vision form, symbolic form. And God did that because he said he was going to conceal or hide certain things until the end. That's what he told Daniel. He said there's certain things that are just not going to be understood until you get there, until you get to the end. He said these words are closed and sealed up till the time of the end. Well, folks, we're in the time of the end. There is no question. And today what I'm going to share with you, it's something I've never, ever shared or said, but I'm going to just tell you, I believe it's very, 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 very likely that the tribulation period has begun, all right? And what I mean by that is the final 7 years, give or take. And now, Jesus said we would not know the day or the hour of his return. That's all he said. He did not say we would not know the season. In fact, he gave signs to let us know when we'd be in the season. Well, let me just tell you, it just got more real. It just got more specific, okay? And what I'm about to show you today is what God has given me about the four horsemen, the first four seals that Jesus opens in the book of Revelation to reveal what's going to happen at the end. It's not that God changed my understanding of them. It just added to it, okay? But let's look at this morning, and I'll give you these scriptures here. Let's just read Revelation 6. We're going to do this quickly as we can. But anyway, this is, you can turn in your Bibles if you want to. Revelation 6, 1 through 4. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And he went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. We keep reading. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, as I've taught you. In the original Greek, the word pale is chloros, meaning green horse. That's significant because of Islam's color is green, but we'll get to that in a minute. Come and see, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse or green horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. Now, this is what I mentioned a moment ago. Here's the passage in Daniel. From Proverbs 25:2 and Daniel 12, the Bible says it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. How many of you know the Bible says if we are born again through faith in Jesus Christ, we are kings and priests of the Most High God? So if you're born again, if you have faith in the blood of Jesus and his resurrection, and you've given your life to him, and you know you're born again, you're a son or daughter of God, you are a king and a priest of the Most High God. So God says the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search out the matter. That's why God wants us to study, and he wants us to seek him, because he wants to reveal things. And let me just tell you, anybody thinks that they got the word of God, the Bible, all figured out? I'm into this thing 33 years, and I still don't have it all figured out, okay? You got to keep listening to the Holy Spirit and let him teach you, and listen to other people. The other people God gives revelation to that you can learn from, all right? So let's keep going. He said here, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. So meaning at the time of the end, it would be understood, okay? So every generation, you know, if they tried to understand this in the 1700s, that's why they got it wrong. If they tried to understand this in the 1800s, that's why they got it wrong. When they tried to understand it in the early 1900s, they got it wrong. So that's why most of the traditional understanding about end-time Bible prophecy, not all of it, but most of it, is not right, because it just wasn't time, all right? And people were doing the best they could. Now, we just read this in Revelation, and how we interpret the Bible and how we interpret any symbolic language or vision in the Bible is that we compare Scripture with Scripture. And I've shared this before. I'm going to explain to you that these four horsemen, the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the green horse, these are evil spirits that are, they push and represent an ideology or plan of Satan, a certain belief system, and they use different people and institutions and things to push these ideologies on the world. But the end of these ideologies that these evil spirits push is death and destruction, and to deceive people and turn people away from Jesus and turn them to Satan, all right? So we compare Scripture, we go to Zechariah 6, and this is where he saw Zechariah had a similar vision as the Apostle John. He said, I turned, I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. And then the first chariot were red horses, and the second chariot black horses, and the third chariot white horses, and the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. And then I answered and said to the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. So these horsemen are spirits. And you got to remember, the Bible tells us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6:12, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spirits in heavenly places. The battle we see, we think what's going on right now is a black-white issue, racism issue. And I'm not saying there's not racism and there's not issues. There's issues. But behind all of these things are evil spirits pushing these agendas, okay, and pushing these issues. Even the police brutality, listen, that's just evil. That's just evil. It's an evil spirit behind that, the spirit of violence, all right? But let's keep going. Now, let's look at the white horse. We're going to break this down. You read that again in Revelation 6, the white horse, it says that the white horse is given a crown and a bow. He has a bow, but a crown was given to him. He already had a bow, but a crown was given to him. All right, and he went forth to conquer. Now, as I've said in the past, and I still believe this, that the white horse is manifesting itself through institutions like the Roman Catholic Church. In fact, the popes, early on, their staff, they had them bent on purpose to identify themselves with the rider of the white horse, to have the white hat and the bow. All right, so they admit it. Truly, the popes know and the Jesuits know exactly what's going on, all right? But remember, why do I say Catholicism? Because Catholicism, Roman Catholicism, has always wanted to conquer the world and control it, all right? So you see this spirit working. Now, Roman Catholicism wants to work with the United Nations, wants to work with Islam. They'll work with anybody to get this one world government, this satanic system that the Bible foretold thousands of years ago, that's happening now. But the Roman Catholic Church is part of this white horse. Yeah, and if the Pope had a horse, what color do you think it'd be? Yeah, there's the Pope mobile and his helicopter. Another institution, the Council on Foreign Relations. Of course, you've got many different organizations, Trilateral Commission, you've got the in England, I think it's the Round Table. You've got all these behind the scenes. But isn't it interesting? They push for a one world government. They want to do away with the United States sovereignty. And their symbol is a rider on a white horse. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, right? They are telling you who they are and what spirit is working behind them. So all these institutions, and let me tell you, the United States is full of them. The Brookings Institute. I mean, you could just go down the list, the Club of Rome, all these different organizations where the elite and politicians and the wealthy and all these Illuminati, satanic Luciferians, they are all planning one thing: to make the United Nations a world government, to bring in total control over you, over me, make everyone receive a mark or a chip in their hand or forehead so that no man might buy or sell. It's all about control. And this is the satanic, Luciferian world government, and they tell you. So this spirit, you can see it operating, right? Does everybody know what I'm talking about? Now listen, the Bible is very specific about this. It told us that Satan will accomplish his goal and create a one world government with a leader who will be, to us, the Antichrist. To the world, they're going to look at him as the Savior, right? But he's not, all right? And he'll come saying, peace, I'm going to bring peace. That's why it says peace. He says with peace, Daniel said, by peace he will destroy many, right? But the same people, listen to me, the same people that are creating the chaos are going to come around and say, we're going to make peace, right? They cause the problem, then they bring their solution, all right? Now, the United Nations, you see it, look at that, white horse. Folks, let me tell you, the problem is not white people. The problem is this white spirit, this white horse. You hear me? Because let me tell you, there's every race working to bring this about. This is the real enemy. You hear me? This is the real enemy. And the demon spirits behind this. Now, how many of you know that Corona means crown, right? Sal Corona. What does Corona mean, Sal? Crown, exactly. Now, one of our friends in Texas, what was it, Rebecca Arnold, shared this one day, and it just kind of stuck in the back of my brain about this coronavirus and it being a crown, and I thought, you know, I need to go back and look up all these words in here. Now, think about this. They're milking this virus that's no more deadly than the flu. In fact, less deadly than the flu. Nobody panicked over the seasonal flu every year. But it seems like they have seized this issue and want to milk it for everything it's worth. To do what? Take control over everyone. Look at these rogue governors in Michigan, like Gretchen. Like, what's the guy in Illinois? Fitzer or something like that? I mean, these people, even our own governor here, is supposed to be a Republican. It's so messed up. But corona means crown. And remember, it says a crown was given to it. I believe they are using this now to push the whole new world order. And if you don't believe me, just look at some of this. Coronavirus is empowering dictators and changing the world order. What do you think you're giving when you give someone a crown? What are you giving them? Power, authority. Let's keep going. Here's the word for bow. Now let's get into the word bow here. You say, well, Pastor Dean, doesn't bow mean bow? Well, remember, the Holy Spirit, and we believe this. We believe the Holy Spirit inspired every single word that's in the Bible. That he breathed on men of God, prophets and apostles. He breathed on them, and they wrote down every word exactly as he wanted it. But you have to remember that the New Testament was written by the apostles in Greek. And the Greek language has much more depth than the English language, okay? And so when you look up these words, you got to look up the word sometimes and the root word from which it comes from to get the full meaning of it. So it says that this writer had a bow, but he didn't really have the authority to conquer everything until the crown was given to him. But let's find out what the bow is. Bow here is the Greek word toxon, and it says just bow. But then you notice it says it's from the base of this Greek word that's in the Strong's, 5088. So if you go to 5088 to find the root of it, guess what it means here? To bring forth, to bear, to produce fruit from the seed of a woman giving birth. Look at that. Bring forth, delivered, be born, be in travail. Oh, my. Guess what that comes from? Matthew 24:6-8. Jesus said, when they asked him, what will be the signs of thy coming at the end of the age? He said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. Now, this is very specific. I shared this in the last few weeks. The word nation in Greek is ethnos. Ethnicity against ethnicity. Race, division, and war. Do you see this? Right here, in Jesus saying, you want to know the signs of the coming of my coming? Here it is. And then he says, kingdom shall rise against kingdom. So that's nations beginning to fight. Different governments beginning to fight a war against each other. He says here, there shall be famines and pestilences. There's your coronavirus. Worldwide, right? Pandemic. Whatever. Earthquakes in diverse places. Then he says here, all these are the beginning of sorrows. The term beginning of sorrows means birth pains. And ladies, when you get into the second stage of labor and the baby gets ready to come, what is it called when the baby moves in? It's called the baby crowns. I'm telling you right now, this coronavirus, I believe all the signs are here now to say it has begun. And I say I'm standing on pretty good ground with this because it's pretty clear. It's going to get more clear in a second, too. All right? Let's keep going here. Can China use coronavirus to pave the way to a new world order? Britain should brace itself for a new world order after coronavirus. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair says new world order is here and sovereign nations must recognize China's dominance. Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown calls for global government to tackle coronavirus. Let's go to the Red Horse. I'm running through this. The Red Horse, And there went out a horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword, the red horse. What do you think this red spirit is? My students know. Communism. Communism, socialism, right? It's always been red. Right? There's the Chinese flag, the North Korean flag. Communism has always been known as the red spirit, the red belief system. Now, look what Karl Marx here, the author of the Communist Manifesto, said about education. The education of all children from the moment that they can get along without a mother's care shall be in the state institutions at state expense. You know who came up with government schools? Communists. The Naked Communist is a book by Cleon Skousen, 1950s. This is part of the communist plans to take over America. And one of the things was get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda, soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations, and put party line in textbooks, which is what Obama did with Common Core. It's full of socialism and communist teachings and sympathy. And this is why now over one third of millennials polled approve of communism. You know, what you all understand? Doesn't matter black, white, Hispanic, Asian. We are in the midst in America of a communist revolution, an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States. And like I said last week, they have pretty much infiltrated and hijacked Black Lives Matter and all these different groups. And this is well known, all right? Well known. And that's what I'm going to show you. Look here. Counterterror expert. And this counterterror expert, this guy was a recon Marine. He worked for the FBI for over a decade. Then he worked for the Department of Defense trying to explain to them the communist and Islamic threat to our country, where our country has been infiltrated. But he says that feds are unaware of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, communist connections and objectives. Now, I can't take the time to break this down fully, but I'm going to tell you right now. It's a communist agenda that's taken over. I want you to notice right here, this is from Ferguson, from the when all of this started back in, 2015 or so? But this right here, if you notice this Black Liberation right here, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, you look them up, let me tell you what they're calling for. I spent a lot of time on their website last night. I was up till 3 in the morning. They're about violent revolution. And they want to use legitimate problems in America. We're not perfect. We got problems. But let me just say this. You get rid of America as it is for communism, you're not going to improve things. You're going to go from bad or problematic to horror. And that's what's always happened in history. This, I read through their website for over an hour. They are calling for a Lenin, Stalin overthrow, October revolution of the United States, just like they did in Russia in 1917. That's what they're organizing for, and they tell you they're going to use Black Lives Matter and any group they can to help them do it. Go read it for yourself. Look at there. The time is now to join a revolutionary organization, Freedom Road Socialists. There's no freedom in socialism and communism. Think things are bad now. If these people succeed, we're in big trouble. Here's another. I want you to pay attention. I want you to look closely. Now, this is from a few years ago. This is, again, what happened in Ferguson. But notice the signs. Ferguson is everywhere. Police brutality and murder must stop. Revcom.uss. That's where the sign comes from. Well, what is Revcom.us? It's a communist organization calling for the violent rebellion and overthrow of the United States. I couldn't believe this. My people from Michigan, University of Michigan, you got a revolutionary student alliance group in Ann Arbor. I read through this. I couldn't believe it. He said, going forward, we are reestablishing ourselves as an independent anti-capitalist, anti-reformist, trans-feminist, anti-racist, they say, revolutionary organization guided by communist principles that serve the people in their fight and emancipation from capital. Anyone who agrees with our main principles of revolution and anti-capitalism is welcome to join. And then they quote Mao Zedong, who killed 100 million people in the process. Isn't it interesting? Black Lives Matter, they don't understand that these communists, when they get in power, are going to kill all races if you don't toe the line. Oh, they act like they care about people's lives. Communism is the most murderous spirit there is. Communism has killed more people than cops ever can. You understand? You don't want to trade American police for communist revolutionaries. And let me tell you, the worst communist revolutionaries, UN peacekeepers, they are thugs. They are cold-blooded, child-molesting, kill anything they want. Just do a little research, what they did in the Congo and what they did in Brazil not too long ago. No, you don't want, because let me tell you, the UN philosophy at its core is communism. All this crap we want to make, we want income. If you hear the word income equality, there's income inequality. Oh, we're going to make everybody equal. That's communism. That's socialism. There's no such thing as making everybody. Even Jesus said, you will always have the poor with you. You're not going to get rid of poverty. Some people choose to be poor. Some don't. That's not the issue. I could spend all day on this. I might have to do a more in-depth thing on communism. Why don't you look at this right here? Antifa. We got all these white kids running around tearing up stuff. Antifa. Look at this. Here's their Antifa, which happens to be the black flag of jihad, Islam, and the red flag of communism, because they embrace both. But notice, 1933, parliamentary wing of the Communist Party of Germany. Does that look familiar? Don't tell me. They tell you who they are. But people don't. People would rather play games on their phones than find out what's really going on in the world. Now, here's what's interesting that blew my mind yesterday. Yesterday morning when I was looking into this, how many of you know the word red here in the Bible? The Greek word is poros, but it's where we get our word pyro from. What does pyro mean? Fire. So literally, it's not just the color red, it's the color of fire. It's fire. Look at what's happening all over the world. This is all over the world. This is not just America. London. Let's keep going. I'm doing good. I'm halfway through. All right. Black horse. Oh, this is about to get interesting. Now, I've always said the black horse, what do we read about the black horse? Let's look at the verse again real quick. Right? The black horse. Well, let's back up here for a second. I thought I put that verse back. But anyway, it says that the rider of the black horse is carrying a pair of balances in his hand. Right? And then it says, what? It says that there's a voice comes out of the midst saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny or a denarii, which was a day's wages. See that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Well, guess what? I've always known that this represents some kind of economic upheaval. Because what it's talking about is a measure of wheat for a penny, basically what you would need to eat for a day for a whole day's wages. So this causes economic upheaval, economic collapse. But I never really fully understood what was this black horse and what was these balances fully? We just kind of thought, well, that just has to do with weighing money like they used to do back in the day, or weighing grain or whatever. But there's more to it than that. And let me tell you, these spirits, remember, and I'm saying this, the black horse is a spirit behind things. All right? Well, let's look at it. Now, here's some of these things, protests across the whole earth. See, and the thing about this, the coronavirus, the white horse with the crown, it's something now that's affecting the whole world. Okay? These riots and protests, again, legitimate problems. I'm not minimizing legitimate problems with police, okay, or racism. It does exist, all right? But the looting, the burning, the killing, that's not the way you answer. That's not the way Martin Luther King answered the problem. But these go across the world. I got some. This is straight from CNN right here, just to show you, all over the world. Paris, Rome, Switzerland. And see, this is dangerous right here. We think that this is sweet, but silence is violence. So if you believe that, then guess what? Then what is real violence? I guess it's okay. It's dangerous. What's going on? Again, agree with that. Stop police brutality. But you know what this? This is all capitalists. Or all, some of them say, oh, it's all cops. But they really mean the socialists that are in there is all capitalists. But notice this. I found this interesting. Of course, this is some, I can't even remember where this is, a statue. I think it was General Lee on a horse. But isn't it interesting that that's the same imagery, right? Well, what is that lady in the middle? This is this is a statue. You see these all over. The blind lady of justice. This is at our Supreme Court building. Like, justice is blind. Justice, this lady always, she's carrying balances in her hand and a sword. You know, the black horse, dark horse, BLM painted on it. I don't think this is any accident. Right? Well, let me tell you what I found out. So I looked up the word for balances. And it is this word, zugos. I know it looks like it's zygos, but it's zugos. Well, guess what it means? It doesn't just mean balances. It actually means yoke of slavery. Okay? Y'all need to hear what I'm about to tell you. Here it is, a yoke that is put on drought cattle, used of any burden or bondage as that of slavery. It can also mean a balance or pair of scales. But let me just show you this right here. Here's the Strong's definition. Zugos, yoke, a coupling, servitude. What's interesting is everywhere that this word's used, let me back up here. If you look up the rest of, like when you look in the blue letter Bible lexicon thing, it'll show you all the different verses where Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Where he talks about don't go back under the yoke of bondage in Galatians 5. Every time it's the same word, yoke, yoke, yoke. In fact, Ephesians 6 is the only place it's translated balances. And maybe the translators translated it balances because it was started talking about money after that and grain. But I think it's more than that. Think about this. Slavery, as I said last week, slavery in America was a horrible, horrible crime. Horrendous. I am not trying to minimize anybody's pain or minimize the sin. It was terrible. But I want you to notice this says the rider on the black horse, the yoke of slavery was not on his neck anymore. He was holding his hand. Okay? And as I said last week, I believe legitimate pain, legitimate abuse, legitimate oppression, Satan has taken in, and just like any wound we might have, he's taken that now, and he's using it basically to reward evil for evil. Remember, the Bible teaches us, if evil's been done to you, you don't reward evil for evil. You love your enemies. You bless those who curse you. You do good to those who persecute you. That's what Jesus taught, right? And that's what Martin Luther King understood. He said, you will never defeat hate with hate. You will never defeat violence with violence. Never. Why? You might kill. This is why, you know, back in the Bible times, they would kill. They'd get into war, and they'd be like, we got to kill the men, women, and children. Now, why? Because guess what happened? You kill somebody's dad, and they know you killed your dad, then what do you create? That child wants revenge. And then you go on. It just continues. So that child then goes and kills his enemy's son, and then it just keeps going. And that's what Martin Luther King knew. It had to be nonviolent, peaceful protest. We have no problem with that. Love that. That's fine. But what this stuff has turned into is not. This is, you have to know that Satan is trying to take hold of that legitimate wound that racism and slavery and all these injustices cause, and then twist it into overthrowing really the best chance we got. The best chance we got at living together is the United States, folks. It's got its problems, but still, it's the best chance. At least, you know, since the 60s, we've tried to make things better. The answer is not the overthrow of the United States. The answer is not the overthrow of capitalism for socialism and communism. That's not the answer. You want to see America, if America is overthrown and these revolutionaries take over and these jihadists take over, just like everywhere else in the world this has happened, there will be a bloodbath, a murder. It's just the spirit behind it is evil, all right? Well, let's keep going. Oh, I'm doing good. Now, as I said, the fourth seal of Revelation, God revealed that was Islam a long time ago, and I'm going to prove it to you. He gives us enough clues that we'd be able to figure it out. When? In the end. And some of you have heard me teach on this, but the fourth seal of Revelation, he said, when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, behold, and this is King James Version, pale horse, should be green. And it does say in the Strong's that it's green or pale green. The reason the translators put pale is because they said they'd never seen a green horse, so might as well just go with what seems to make sense. They should have just put green, though. And his name that sat there on him was death, and hell followed after him, and power was given unto him. Remember this, one-fourth, quarter of the earth, a fourth of the earth. Very important to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, beast of the earth. So there's your Greek dictionary, Strong's Greek dictionary. The word for pale, chloros, greenish, that is verdant, dun-colored, green, pale. So there it is. That's why we have to go back to the original language. The sacred color of Islam is green. This is a fact well known within Islam that Muhammad's favorite color was green. And that's why they clothe their holy Sufi men, their caskets with green. That's why the green bandanas, the green flag of Saudi Arabia, they put the green on the mosque. Green, green, green. They say if you go to paradise as a Muslim, you get green robes. Christians, we get white robes. Let me tell you, there's not two paradises, only one, and only Jesus made the way. Muhammad is an antichrist, all right? Islam is antichrist. I'm not being mean. It's a fact. Their Isa that they say is Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible. It's their made-up version. And you got to remember, God revealed this about Islam 600 years before it came into existence. So guess what? The Bible got it right first. Actually warned of Muhammad. Said there'll be those who come that deny Jesus is the Christ, meaning God in the flesh, and that he would die on the cross for our sins. Exactly what Muhammad teaches, exactly what the Quran teaches, exactly what the Sunnahs and the Hadith teach. There couldn't be a more antichrist religion on the face of the earth. than Islam. All right? That's why they're killing Christians left and right. Here's a PhD in political politics and worked in politics. He wrote this book, Militant Islam Reaches America. Of course, I don't believe it was Islamist that took down the Twin Towers, but he did believe it. But anyway, he did mention this fact that they understand this within our government, that after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, it prompted loose talk about Islam replacing Marxist-Leninism as the West's necessary enemy. In symbolic terms, it was said that green, Islam's color, had replaced red, communism's color. So they acknowledge this. This guy's not a Christian, but he acknowledges green is Islam's color, red is communism. Let's keep going. It says that this green spirit, this Islamic spirit, demon spirit, would have power over one quarter of the earth. Well, guess what? There's 7 billion people in the world. There's 1.8 billion Muslims. You do the math, and it comes out to what? 0.25, one quarter of the earth. Tell me God's word. God's word, the prophecies in the Bible, are just one of the absolute proofs. The Bible is the inspired word of Almighty God, the Creator. And there's so many of these, I don't even have time to go through all of them. But notice this, even CNN. This was in 2009, which is a little before we hit 7 billion. But even CNN admitted that 1 in 4 worldwide is Muslim. One quarter of the earth they have authority or power over. So the Bible foretold the rise of Islam. Here's where it gets interesting. Islam, the jihadists, the Muslim Brotherhood, the ones that fomented the Arab Spring, that was really a reign of terror across the Middle East to wipe out Christians and anybody that opposed them. Obama's funded and pushed Muslim Brotherhood and funded ISIS. And it was Bush and Clinton and Obama that did this. They funded these guys. McCain was in with them. So this is a Republican and Democrat. Evil. Evil. Islamic Republic of Iran stands with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, calls American law enforcement vicious dogs. Oh, boy, they just quit to jump on board, aren't they? They just can't wait to stoke that fire. Oh, it gets worse. I want you to notice this. Maybe you missed this. Here's one of the in Minnesota. The signs, George Floyd on them, justice for Floyd. I agree, justice. You know what justice is in America? You are innocent until proven guilty. You have to be indicted. You have to go through the process of trial. I don't care if we caught them on video. We don't execute them without a trial. I didn't understand this. I'm like, the cop got arrested. He's going to be convicted. He's going to go to prison, or he's going to get the death penalty. You get what I'm saying? What is this cry? Justice will happen. But notice, these signs have care on the side of them. That's who printed those signs, thousands and thousands of them. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Do you see what's going on here? The jihadists in America and the communists are trying to use this racial problem, this racial divide, to start a revolution to overthrow. And this has been going on. I shared it last week. I read stuff from the 1940s and 50s where the communists said, we are going to use the oppression and the racism issue to get the blacks on our side so that we can overthrow the United States. It's always been the plan for decades, decades, decades. Here's what I want to say this. Anybody listen to me. Please don't be offended. Because let me tell you, there's only one way for all races, Jesus. Apart from that, you are going to be used, abused, lied to, and deceived. Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life, and really the only way we can be unified. But I'm not making this up right here. So we got these four horsemen. Let's keep. Just so you see them. The white horse, the New World Order agenda to subdue and rule the world, the one world government, the Antichrist, the coronavirus is now their crown to push this. The red horse is communism and revolution. Take peace from the earth and kill people. That's the goal. They say, listen, they want to say, they use the term fascist. Let me tell you something, a capitalist, I'm a capitalist. I believe in a free market system. It works the best. Right? But they say, they call us capitalist fascists. And they say, look, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, that are the socialists, they say the only good fascist is the dead fascist. And when they talk about October communist revolution, they're talking about killing people, mass murder. Notice this. Let's show you this right here. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are the first four seals. Now, these spirits have been working since the first century, but now they are coming to the end, to their full maturity and manifestation. He says, when these four spirits come to their full manifestation, what's the next seal that's open? The fifth seal. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and the testimony which they held. Do you know that it's the same thing? If you want to know, Revelation 6 follows the same pattern of what Jesus did in Matthew 24. He said, what are your signs of your coming? He said, take heed that no man deceive you. That's the white horse. Then he said, there will come wars and rumors of wars. That's the red horse. Right? You hear what I'm saying? Nations shall rise, ethnos against ethnos. That's the black horse. He said, then they'll deliver you up to kill you and you'll be afflicted. That's the green horse. Can you imagine communist and jihadist together? Remember, the spirit of death rides on the green horse. But also the red horse is going to kill people. So socialism, communism, and Islam is all about wiping out their enemy. Just ask the Christians. Oh, that's right. You can't in Syria and Iraq. Because Obama stood by, the Muslim that he was, and watched the slaughter, almost the entire wiping out of Christianity in the Middle East by Islam. Stood there and did nothing. Obama's father, communist. Obama's brother, this is hilarious, Obama's brother is a Trump supporter and just posted Obama's real birth certificate online, on Twitter. It's something else. We have been, let me tell you, the Bush, and listen, I'm equal opportunity. It's not about Republican, Democrat, because we've had some evil Republicans. The Bush family, evil, satanic Luciferians. The Clintons, evil, satanic Luciferians. The Obamas, evil, satanic Luciferians. I don't believe Trump is one of them. I know some of you do. You can have your own belief. I know what God told me about him. All right? I feel sorry for the guy, though. He is in the midst of Republicans that hate him and Democrats that hate him and these communist organizations. They said their goal from day one when he started running was to overthrow Trump and overthrow the United States government. All right? I researched this stuff. You can go find it all. You can go read it all yourself. This has been the plan all along. Any president that comes along, let me just tell you this. Any president of the United States that comes along that actually loves America, believes in our Constitution and our laws, believes in our freedoms, even though we have problems, they kill him. Lincoln, Republican. JFK, Democrat. They shot Reagan, and he survived. And I know for a fact there's been assassination attempts on Trump's life. It's only by the grace of God and the miracle of people praying for him that Trump is still alive. This is where we're headed, though. Matthew 24, Jesus said, "Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Revelation 24, isn't it interesting that 2,000 years ago, God had the Apostle John write down that in the end, Christians would be beheaded. How could he know that a religion would rise up that would have authority and influence over one quarter of the earth, that would write a book, their Quran, to say, you must behead, strike the neck of the infidel. 2,000 years ago, book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 4, "And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast," the one world government, the Antichrist, the system they're putting into place, "that would not submit, neither his image, neither had received his mark," their economic system. They're going to demand not just that you take a vaccine, they're going to demand that you take some type of implant. And if you don't have it, you will not be able to buy or sell. And they are pushing that now, and this was written 2,000 years ago. You want to tell me the Bible's just a book written by men? You better snap out of that. This book told us what would be happening in the end in detail. 2,000 years, some of it 3,000 years ago. But he said he saw those who were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, because they would not deny Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as the only true God, as the only way to heaven. Let me go on and tell you right now, the only way you can have your sins washed away, it's not Muhammad or Buddha or Krishna or anyone else. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is God who came in the flesh. He died on the cross for your sins. He rose from the dead. And if you're going to have forgiveness of your sins in eternal life, if you're going to escape the damnation of hell, you have to believe him. And you have to ask him to be your Lord and Savior. And you have to ask him to forgive your sins. And you have to ask him to help you follow him. You have to decide to repent and quit being wicked or just doing your own way and say, Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. There is no other way. I know these New Agers, they go, oh, we're going to meditate. We're going to get the third eye open. And we travel up into the spirit world. And that's God consciousness. No, it's not. That's demonic, satanic deception. Oh, boy, I could preach on that for a while. 21 Coptic Christians a few years ago, beheaded by ISIS. They refused to deny Jesus. Christian refugees threatened with beheading for being unbelievers by Muslim migrants. Bible 2,000 years ago in the news. Ten villagers beheaded, including women and children, Islamic jihadis in Mozambique. Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab claims beheading of Christians in northern Kenya. It's in the Quran, says Muslim who beheaded Oklahoma co-worker. Yeah, Oklahoma. Muslim working together in a place, got offended with a Christian woman, came back one day and cut her head off at work in America. Happened in New Jersey. This stuff's happening. The Bible is true. And I believe, I'm going to tell you what I believe. You can believe it, you're not believing. I believe that we have entered. I believe the coronavirus is the beginning of the sorrows. Everything else has just been warm up. You hear me? I expect what to happen next. Jesus said there'll be earthquakes, great earthquakes, mega quakes. I believe the Lord told me years ago we would see over 10 on the Richter scale earthquakes coming. Never been one. 10 or over. It's coming. Mark it down. Probably soon, since all this is happening so fast. But let me tell you this. I'm going to finish with this. And look, it's not even 12. I'm doing good. Let me tell you this. What was I going to say now? I forgot. Earthquakes. I don't know. Well, oh, yeah. Just because it looks like the world is going to hell in a handbasket doesn't mean it's marked out in stone how it has to be for us. See, I know from the Bible, from Daniel, that there will be pockets of resistance to Antichrist. There will be nations and kings that resist the Antichrist and the one world government and the mark of the beast, the economic system. There's going to be resistors. But let me just say this. We cannot resist in our flesh. We are dealing with powerful, demonic, fallen angel forces, satanic forces. And the only power stronger than them is the Lord Jesus Christ. So you got to have Jesus in your life. And I mean all the way. And you got to be, not just say, oh, I believe in Jesus, I'm good. There's so many people like that. That's why America's in the place we are, because we have so many lukewarm, name-only Christians. Fakers. We need people who are truly born again and to start getting on their knees and praying fervently against all this and praying for God's mercy. And then speaking out, because we have to expose these plots and the spirits working behind these things that rise up. Remember, Daniel 8, he said, the Antichrist, he said, will come saying peace and deceive and destroy. He said, by flatteries, he's going to gain power. So see, the Antichrist and these demonic politicians are going to use legitimate things. Who would be against peace? But they're going to take that and use it. Who would be against stopping racism? Very few. But they're going to take that and use it. See, here I'm saying, don't let yourself be manipulated by this satanic system, no matter how it's manifesting at the time. Those four horsemen, they are just four different areas, all empowered by Satan. The only answer, turn your life to Jesus 100%. Turn away from sin and wickedness. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who do evil to you. We have to show them Jesus. We have to. So let's stand this morning. We got to get out of here. Oh, what should we do? I got to do a song. Yes.
The Lord said that this is his generation of revival, to boldly go out and spread his word.
Amen. Amen to that. Praise God. Let's, Zach Williams, let's do revival. That's what we need. It's a short song. We're going to do that song. Let me pray first. And let me just say this. If you're in this place today and you have not given your life to Jesus and you want to do that today, when this song's playing, just come on up. And we can, If somebody comes up and I'm still praying for them, just play it again. But the Bible says, Jesus said this, said, if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. That's why we do things publicly. There's no secret Christians, no such thing. All right? No closet Christians. Come out of the closet. Be a Christian. All right? All right. But if you need prayer and you want to accept Jesus, I will pray with you this morning. And you know where you are. You know. See, when the Holy Spirit's here, I don't even have to talk about specific sins. When the Holy Spirit's here, he starts putting a finger on fornication, pornography, adultery, drunkenness, just unbelief, anger, hatred, prejudice, whatever. He put his finger on your sin. And see, the thing about being a Christian is you're admitting I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. And I'm turning from that. I'm not going to live that way. See, when I came to Jesus, I quit being a drunkard. I quit being a fornicator. You hear me? I quit doing drugs. I quit sexual immorality. I came out of that life. In fact, it freaked my friends and family out because they could not believe that this wild maniac who just loved to go get drunk and fight in bars was saved and wouldn't drink anymore. That I didn't want to fight people anymore. That I quit doing drugs, quit smoking dope. So that's Christianity. Christianity is you let Jesus be Lord. You hate sin and you love righteousness. All right. Father in heaven, I ask you today, those watching and listening, those here today, if anybody, Lord, if they're not right with you, if they're not born again, if they haven't repented and truly turned to you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, Lord, I pray that they will. They'll come to know you. It's their choice. But they've heard the truth. And I pray, Lord, for any brothers or sisters that have fallen away, become lukewarm or gone back into sinful lifestyles, Lord, I pray they'll come out and follow you again. Lord, I pray this. We need revival. And revival's when the lukewarm repent and come out of their lukewarmness, and when the lost give their lives to you. So we pray that today, Jesus. Jesus' name.
Your strength that found me at my weakest. Your grace poured out in my despair. When I feel lifeless, tired, burned out and defeated, your perfect love will find me there. You called my name and you made I was dead. Your strength that found me at my weakest. Your grace poured out in my despair. When I feel lifeless, tired, burned out and defeated, your perfect love will find me there. You called my name and you made all things new. Oh, I was dead, but look at me now. I found revival in you. You gave me life, 'cause that's what you do. Oh, I was dead, but look at me now. I found revival in you. Wild dreams are breathed into existence.
I don't know about you, I feel the presence of God in this place. Amen. Let me tell you, he's about to unleash himself. I just feel it. You know, I remember the days of revival in the late 80s and in the 90s, and the Lord just unleashed a fresh anointing on people. He just a fresh infilling, a Holy Ghost fire. And I'm telling you, we're on the brink of it. And they say, how do you know if you have it? Let me tell you how you know. Because everybody around you will start getting convicted. People will start getting saved. People will start getting healed. People will start getting demons will start talking through them, and you'll cast them out in Jesus' name. Thank you, brother. Woo! Yeah. Oh, this is better. That works. Thank you. How about we do it one more time? I know we got to go. One more time. It's a 3-minute song. We can do it one more time. All right, let's do it. And then we'll be dismissed.
Your strength that found me at my weakest. Your grace poured.